Good morning, Boker Tov. Today is Daf Lamechet, Daf 39. We left off in the middle of 38b, Lamechet Amorvet, at the towards the bottom, but a little bit more in the middle, at the Tamar Banan, at the Beraita. And the Beraita begins, Tamar Banan, Shor Shal Yisrael, Shanagat Shor Shal Kuti, Patur. If a ox of an Yisrael gores an ox of a Kuti, he's exempt. V'shal Kuti, Shanagat Shor Shal Yisrael, but if a Kuti's ox gores a Yisrael's ox, Tamar Shalem Chatzin Nezek, Muad Meshalem Nezek Shalem. A calm animal pays half a damage, and the Muad animal pays the full damage. Rabbi Meir says, Shor Shal Yisrael Shanagash Shor Shal Kuti Patur. If he gores an Kuti ox, is exempt. Mishal Kuti Shanagash Shor Shal Yisrael. But if a Kuti ox gores the ox of Yisrael, Bein Tam, Bein Muad, Meshalem Nezek Shalem, no matter what, he pays the full damage. So what's a Kuti? So a Kuti are the Girei Arayot, the converts that converted out of fear from the lions, and then later on they just converted back, they just stopped keeping the mitzvot. So they were, so to say, this is the discussion, if we consider the kutim girei arayot or not, do we consider them fake converts or do we consider them real converts? So if you say that they're viewed like a goy, like Rabbi Meir's opinion, then you say they're fake converts, they're girei arayot. So the Gemara explains, what do we say? So the Gemara says, do we say Rabbi Meir holds that kutim are fake converts? We're meaning we have a contradiction. Any stains of a woman that come from the place called Rekem. Rekem was a place that was Rov Goyim. We say those stains are Tahor. Rabbi Yehuda mitameh meshehen gerim v'toim. Rabbi Yehuda says no, those are tameh because they're really converts and they're mistaken. If you found it amongst the goyim, tehorim, those are tahor. Mibein Yisrael, mibein akutim, if it's amongst Israel and amongst the kutim, Rabbi Meir metameh, Chachamim metarim. Rabbi Meir says tameh, and Chachamim say it's tahor. Shalona shadu ala kitmehen, because they are not nechshad, they're not concerned for their stains. So what do you see from here though? Rabbi Meir holds that it's tameh. So you see that he is worried about the kutim, that they are Jewish. So the Gemara says, "Alma kasavar Rabbi Meir kutim gerei emetem." He holds that kutim are true converts; they're not fake converts. So the Gemara says, "Amar biabau knasu shekanas Rabbi Meir mamunam." Rabbi Meir made a fine in their mamon, in their money, shelo yitameu bahem, that they should not get mixed up amongst them, amongst those fake goyim. So he made a fine for them that would be tameh. So he made a fine for them, although he does not consider them like full-fledged Jews. Meiti Rabbi Zera at the bottom of Lamechet Amud Bet. Rabbi Zera has a contradiction. Ve'elu na'arot she'yesh la'im knas. These are the na'arot that have a fine. Abba la'mamzeret. Someone who, meaning these are the ones that receive a fine. If someone slept with a mamzeret, who is a na'ara, ala netina, or a netina, ala kutit, or a kutit, we just explained, is that it could be a real or fake convert. So all of these people, they receive a fine for being slept with as a na'ara. So the Gemara says, V'yishal kadalatach knas Rabbi Meir v'mamunam. If you think Rabbi Meir made a knas by their money, hachinami over here also, niknos kedei shelo yitameu bahen. Why don't they make a fine over here that if a person slept with a kuti na'ara, that she would not receive the money? Why? It's a knas so that you don't go and mix with them. So Amar Abaye, why not? Kedei shelo yechoten iskar. The reason is because you don't want a sinner to benefit. This guy's going and sleeping with a na'ara. You don't want him to benefit from him and not have to pay. Therefore, we don't take that away from him. So the Gemara says, flipping the amud, v'nitvei la'aniim. Okay, so why don't you give the money to poor people? Why do you say give it to her? Give it to poor people. So he still pays, but she doesn't benefit either. Here you can see is actually just a side note. This is a proof that you can tell that the Gemara understands if someone has money that's kind of like an isur was done with it, and he has money that's fined as a result. That money can technically be given to aniim. A lot of times people ask me, and I don't know if this is halakha, but people ask me, someone went and gambled in a casino, or someone went and did something dirty with money, and he ended up making money from it. Is he allowed to give that money at the end to you know, tzedakah and stuff like that? It seems like the Gemara is saying you can give it to aniim. So Amar Rav Mari, Mishum de Havi Mamon She'en Lo Tovim. The reason why we don't say give it to aniim is because it would be money that doesn't have anyone who is demanding it. Meaning, he can go and give it to any ani. So this ani comes and says, can I have my money? He says, no, I'm not giving it to you, I'm giving it to that one. And then every ani who comes, he doesn't owe it to anyone because there's no demander. So new Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shor Shel Pikeach She'nagach Shor Shel Cheresh Shoteh V'Katan Chayav. If a normal person who is fine-minded, his ox gores someone who is an ox of a deaf mute or a crazy person or a child, you're liable. But the other way around, you'd be exempt. If you have an ox of a deaf mute or a shote or a child that gored, Beit Din ma'amidin lahen apotropos. The Beit Din gives them a apotropos, the administrator. Umeidin lahen b'fnei apotropos, and they warn them in front of this administrator, because those people are not able to take care of themselves. So nitpakach hacheresh. If the cheresh became better, he's no longer deaf mute. Nishtapa shote, or the shote is no longer shoite. Veigdila katan, or the child became an adult. Chazar l'tamuto, the animal goes back to becoming calm. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harehu bechizkato, no, he stays in the chazakah of what he was originally. You don't change him, and just because the owner now changes status. Shor ha'itzdedin, eino chayav mita. If you have an ox that the owner is always causing him to go and gore people, it's not considered, it's liable to death. Sheneimar ki yigach, it says that the ox has to gore, velo sheyigichu, and not that the owner causes him to gore. So we wouldn't put that ox to death. Look when it says, ha gufa kashe, hold on, the Mishnah itself was difficult. Amar, you said, shor shel cher shoteh v'katan shenagach, shor shel pikeach patur. You have an ox of a deaf mute, a shoteh, or a child that gored a pikeach ox, he's exempt. Alma, ein ma midin apotropos letam nekbod migufo. You see that you don't appoint a administrator for a calm animal to collect from its goof. Ema sefer, but go to the latter part of the Mishnah. We said, shor shel cher shoteh v'katan. If you have an ox of a deaf mute, a shoteh, or a katan, shenagach, like gored, they place an administrator for them, and they warn in front of the administrator. Alma, what do you see? You see they place and they warn an administrator for them for a calm animal to collect from its goof. So you see that they do that. So there's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Achi Ketani. This is what it meant to say. Vim Huchzeku, and if they got a Hazakah, Nagnachin, that he's a goring ox, Ma'amidin Lahen Apotropos, we appoint an administrator, Umeidin Lahen Vipnei Apotropos, and then we warn in front of the administrator, Umishavin Lahu Mu'ad, and then we make the animal Mu'ad, Dichi Hadar V'Nagach L'Shalem Aliyah, that if he goes and gores again, he would have to pay, the owner would have to pay from the Aliyah, from the choices, the properties. So the Gemara says, Ma'aliyat man, from the choicest of whose property? Of who? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ma'aliyat Yatomin, from the choices of the orphan's property. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Ma'aliyat Apotropos. He says, no, the choices of the administrators. So the Gemara says, Mi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Achid, does Rabbi Yochanan really say this from the orphan? But the Gemara says, how can you say that? Rabbi Yochanan Vahamar Vyuda Amar Abasi, he says, Ein Niskakin Li Nechse Yatomin, you don't go and collect from the property of the orphans. Unless there is a problem of rebeat, unless there is a deal, there's a document that had interest in it, and it's going to eat up their money. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Oli shtar sheyesh bo rebeat, if there was an interest document, olu kedubat isha, or a kedubah of a woman, mishum mezoni, to pay her mezonot, her food, to support her." So what do you see? Rabbi Yochanan also agrees, though, that you don't go and collect from the orphans. So the Gemara says, "Epoch, okay, just switch the opinions around." So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ma'aliyat Apotroposin. Rabbi Yochanan says collect from the choices of the administrator property. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Ma'aliyat Etomin. He says from the choices of the orphan's property. So the Gemara says Amar Rava Mishum De Kasha De Rabbi Yochanan De Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan had a contradiction in his own opinion, so therefore Mishaved Le Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Toe. We're going to make Rabbi Yossi's opinion mistake. How could you just swap the opinion just because Rabbi Yochanan had a contradiction? The Gemara says, "Bahar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina." Who was Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina? He was a dayanahu. He was a big dayan, a big judge. V'nachit le'umkei d'dinah, and in every single case, he went down into the depths of every single din. So how can you say that he just made a mistake? Ela le'olam lo tipoch, really, don't switch the opinions around. Mazik shanin, over here, a damager is different. Rabbi Yochanan Amar me'aliyat yetomim. Rabbi Yochanan says you collect from the orphans. Choices property, the Iyamar Me'aliyat Apotropos, because if you say you go and collect from the administrator's choices property, putting the Amud, what's going to happen is, Mimane Velo Avde, the administrator is going to say, hey, I'm going to lose out here, I'm not going to become an administrator for these people, so therefore, you won't have anything like that. Therefore, he says you collect from the orphan's choices property. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Me'aliyat Apotropos, he says you collect from the choices of the administrator, V'chozrin V'nifrain Minad Yetomim L'chi Gadlei, but he says once the children become of age, you go and collect from from the children what the collection was, and therefore the apota, the administrator, won't lose out, and he won't deter him from becoming an administrator. The Gemara then says, "Ma'amidin lahen apotropin l'tam ligbon migufot tanayi." Appointing a administrator for the tam, for a common animal to collect from its goof, it's a machloket tanaim. The Tanya is a bright that says, "Shor shenitan chashu be'alav." If you have an ox that its owner became a cheresh, a deaf mute, or shenishtatu be'alav, or became a shote, v'shalchu be'alav medinat ayim, or the owners went away somewhere. Yehuda ben Nekosa Amar, this is a very interesting name. We don't usually get this Yehuda ben Nekosa in the Gemara. Amar Sumchus, he said in the name Sumchus, Harehu betamuto, he's in his tam stage, in the calm stage, Ad she'yidu bo bifnei ba'alim, until they testify in front of the owners, they warn in front of the owners, not to, for this animal not to gore, and that he would become a mu'ad if he gores again. They would appoint an administrator and they would warn in front of such an administrator. If the cheresh became better, he's no longer deaf mute. The shote became better. The child became old of age. The owners came back from overseas. Yehuda, bless you. Yehuda ben Nekosa Amar Sumchus, he said the name of Sumchus, Chazar le Tamuto, Achaidu b'fnei Beit Baalim, he returns to his calm stage until they warn in front of the owners. Rabbi Yose says, Amar, Hareo b'chizkato, no, he stays in his regular status. So they're trying to say, this is the machloket hanaim. How so? Amri, they say the following. May hareu b'talmuto deka amar sumchus. What does it mean he stays in his calm stage, the animal? In lema delo me'ayad klal. Maybe that means the animal never became mu'ad. The Gemara says, hami dekatani seifa. It said in the latter part of the Mishnah, chazar leta, or the Braita, chazar letamuto, he returns to his calm stage. That means that miklal de'ayad, he was once mu'ad. Ela, my hareu b'talmuto, what does it mean he's in his calm stage? Hareu b'tmimuto, he's in his perfect stage. Deloma chasarin, he's not missing anything. Alma, what do you see? Ein ma'midin apotoros letam, ligbot migufo. We don't appoint a administrator for a calm animal to collect from its goof. The chachamim say, ma'midin lehen apotoros, u'midin lehen b'fnei apotoros. We appoint an apotoros, and we warn in front of the apotoros. Alma, what do you see? Ma'midin apotoros letam, ligbot migufo. We do appoint a administrator for a calm animal to collect from its goof. So he says, machloket tanaim, if you do that or not. The Gemara says, v'seifa b'maikam iftigi. The latter part, what are they arguing on? So the Gemara says, reshut mishana ikamenayu. The difference is, if you say that changing the jurisdiction of the owner, let's say, does that change the animal itself? So sumchus says, reshut mishana. Yes, changing the jurisdiction of the owner. If the owner now was shote, he was one thing, and now he becomes another thing, it changes the status of the animal as well. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says, Rishut einam mishana, that the jurisdiction and the status of the owner does not change the status of the animal. If the animal was a mu'ad ox, it stays as a mu'ad ox, and that won't change just by changing of the status of the person. Right? Is there Rashi over here? Rashi says, "Rashut mishana, harashut shenishtana la sheyatza midei apotropos." It went from the jurisdiction of the administrator. V'nichnas harashut ba'alim, it went to the jurisdiction of an owner. That changing of jurisdiction, let's say, mishana et ha'adato. Rabbi Sumchu says that changes the status of the animal. So if it was under an administrator, the animal, and now it went to become under a person, the owner itself. Therefore, Sumchu says it changes the status of the animal from mu'ad to come back to tam. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. If the animal was mu'ad to begin with, you can't change that just by changing the jurisdiction of who owns the animal. Rather, it stays in its status as before. Okay, we'll stop there for today and we'll do a quick 1-minute recap.